And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right. Welcome back to Friday Night Locks. It is week 10 of the NFL regular season. Wild, wild times. We're already at week 10. Got a great show coming up. We're going to be talking about a couple things. Be talking about the comeback of Tom Brady and everything that has to come with that. And also on the reverse, the demise of Mr. Aaron Rodgers. And Justin has a little surprise that correlates to that.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. We are on the edge of our seats trying to figure out what it is. But yeah, got a good show. I'm going to do my Survivor pick. And we'll see what happens.
Excited.
I would be a little better if you didn't lie to me, T. Oh, and you said that you were going to wear your Saints t-shirt, which you clearly did not. They were my last pick in the contest. And they were destroyed.
Destroyed.
Not only were they destroyed, but who knew Andy Dalton was Baker Mayfield with red hair?
It's so funny. Like, he thinks he can get away from the DN that's flying at 4.7 speed at him. And he's like, you're going to juke him? You're 40 years old, dude. You're not going to juke him.
It's not even about
Zach.
It's not even about being 40. He had those Baker Mayfield throws batted down at the line of scrimmage all game. When I see a QB get his throws batted down constantly, I say, bring in the hook. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have thrown Jameis in there for a second.
I think you'll see Jameis on Sunday.
I mean, their defense was decent, but come on, Saints.
Yeah.
Can't give them the ball. They gave him the ball in the 20 three times, and they just gave it to Chase Edmonds all the time, and he just ran, touchdown, touchdown. Who cares? They're 3-6.
So thank you for nothing.
Sure. You're welcome.
And my contest, I'm still doing well in Circa, but not. I needed that extra nice little point to end my weekend, which... Mm-hmm. Great.
Sorry about that. I told you when they were going to win, and they won.
Wow.
That's listen so to mama. Cold. What's wrong cold. With you? It's cold. You don't listen to mama? What's wrong with you, fool?
That's cold.
On that note, I don't know what my wife is smoking.
The peyote with Aaron
I need
Rogers.
To call family services because my son could be in danger.
Uh-oh.
Of what?
Listen, and I want you to listen really carefully. It's absurd. Not only are your Survivor pick winning, but in the last 2 weeks, if I was to combine the scores, you would be 50-3.
No big deal.
Not a big deal.
I
the
see
Saints that. Won 24 Zippo. The Patriots won 26-3. And mind you, if Josh Myers, I think it was Josh Myers, didn't drop a catch and fumble on like the 30, then the Colts got the ball on the 30. Like, it was 13-0. They were still in the game. Couldn't do it. Field goal. If he didn't fumble the ball, they wouldn't even have the field goal. This girl, this lady, this woman could have been 50-0 in points allowed. It's absurd. I don't know what I have to do. If you are a moneyline bettor, you're a millionaire because moneyline bettors bet bigger because they say it's moneyline. You got to lay the juice. I mean, I don't know who needs to give this girl a contract, like a contract. I don't know.
I see the humble brag is alive and well in your household.
Thank you.
I'm blown away.
Wow.
Yes. That's great. Everybody's celebrating over there. What shirts are we not wearing today for me? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Drew Brees could have been sitting with us at that game last night and still would have lost. Shirts or no shirts. Drew Brees could have been on my living room couch. We would have lost. Sorry, pal.
Third time's a charm. This is the third week that it's not going to work out this week. Or is it?
Or is it?
I secretly do my own Survivor picks. I'm out of the Survivor contest. We all know that. You're out, Jay. I secretly do my little Survivor. I've lost like 7 times. Like, I go Colt or whatever it is. She just gives you bangers, dude. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx her.
Yeah, please.
And if she loses this week, it will be because of this humble brag.
You put a whammy on her this week.
I love this. She's like Jenny the Greek over here.
Hmm.
Not Jimmy the Greek, but Jenny the Greek, we're going to call her. She's on fire.
As long as you're doing some housekeeping, I can tell you it was another winning week for us.
Yes.
Let's go.
T, you called Patriots correctly. Jay, you had Tampa just push, but you also had Tennessee. They covered nicely. Mm-hmm. I had Aaron Rodgers. Say what?
Jeez Louise.
But I also had Seattle.
You did have Seattle.
I did have Seattle. So overall, we were 3 wins, 1 loss, 1 push. Again, winning weekend, our overall record, if you were betting everything we put out on this pod, you would be 26 wins, 18 losses, 1 push.
This pod is on fire.
I wish we had more eyeballs, man, because that's...
Shoot.
People could make money with us. Oh, that's why we're here. I forgot. I'm sorry. That's why we're here.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Wow. We are not checking in on the humble card today.
I'm just, you know what? We work really hard for this. We enjoy it. And if we're successful, that's the bonus, right? Because we're going to enjoy it anyway. We love hanging out and talking every week about our love of football and family. But I mean, when you're winning.
You're winning.
It just feels good.
No, we are in a really nice groove. If you were betting $1 million a game, as we recommend you should be, you would be
Elon Musk.
You'd be up $8
million. Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
I like that perspective.
Pretty good. Let's. Who wants to talk about the comeback of Tom Brady?
I would like
Jason, I think you might have some things about that.
Did you guys see that Tom Brady changed his Bumble and Match profile pic? Because he's looking...
Hip to the groove.
He's looking slender. His hair is looking thicker, darker, which is an incredible feat as you age. And I will say, this weekend, they made a sequel to Waiting to Exhale called How Brady Got His Groove Back. That's right. Tampa still able to salvage their season, still in a division that's not great.
Mm-mm.
I think there's a little hope. I think the divorce is final. I feel like Brady's going to Germany. We all know what happened the last time Elvis went to Germany.
Mm.
He came home with Priscilla. So maybe Tom playing in Germany this weekend. Maybe there's a Claudia Schiffer type German supermodel to replace Giselle. I'm just saying.
Too soon.
Things are looking up.
Literally a week.
I saw a thing where he was like this. and Giselle was wiping tears from her eyes. And I don't know if that's like, I mean, obviously it wasn't from last week. But it was very funny because it was like, look at me now, y'all. He was like, yeah, we're back. Which team sucked more?
Thank you.
That's what I said in my handicap. Bucks are at home. It's about a 3-point favorite, you know, whatever, at home field. The Rams suck. They have no run game. They have no specialty guys. They have Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Look at the sheet. It's all Cooper Kupp. If Cooper Kupp didn't slide like a third baseman to try to get that first down at the end of the game, and he would have just barreled fools through and got the first down, the game's over. He didn't. He slid. Then they cannot run the ball. Bucks got the ball back. Tommy B. Boop, boop, boop. TB12. Touchdown winner. Chicken dinner. Who's worse? The Rams. I'm sorry to say it.
The Rams are in big trouble. But again, T, what are you thinking? Team Giselle? Tom? Where are we at?
I think team happiness.
Oh, my Lord.
In terms of engagement, peace, love, and everything in between. But I think it's just really, really crazy how the Buccaneers win one game against a really crappy team by the skin of their teeth, and everybody's like hailing Tom Brady like he's back and he's better than ever, and he's just the king is back. Oh my God. You guys, it wasn't a landslide. It wasn't anything crazy.
It was,
crazy.
A, comeback
it was
with
not a great
seconds.
Game.
Pump the brakes.
44 second
pump
comeback.
The brakes. Everybody, wow. Stephen A., everybody needs to relax. It's just really, really funny how he wins one game, barely, and it's all hail Tom Brady again. And it's just silly. It's to me, it's like a
comeback. Come on, Tanya.
Stop.
Come on, girl.
I think if it was like the Saints game, 23-0, then maybe it's like, okay, there's no doubt he came back for a, massacre, if you will. I don't know. That's just my opinion, I think. And for people to sit there and say that, oh, his divorce is final, so now he has like a little fire under his butt.
Off his back.
Stop it. Monkeys off your back.
That's not my quote.
No. And I know you're not referencing his wife not being on his back anymore. You're saying the heaviness of the situation is off his back.
He's free. So I'm sorry.
So we're still swiping left on his new Tinder profile. Yeah. You're saying.
Yeah. I just think it's silly because I don't think this week's going to pan out for him.
All right.
Well,
so, I mean, whatever. I support. I root everybody's like comeback and let's be happy. But I just think it's really funny.
Did he save the season? Sure. Listen. Let's talk about X's and O's. Did he save the season? Sure. They're still in the hunt. If they're 3-7 or whatever, that's not good. Did they save the season? That division is terrible. The Saints are 3-6. The Carolina's 2-7.
If he loses this next game, he still has saved the season.
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying they are in the hunt in that terrible South division where they're going to make the playoffs. Did he save their season saying if they lose, the season's done?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Division or not. He wins. This season is saved. Maybe that locker room, maybe that feeling that they've been feeling, that bad taste in their mouth is gone. And now they can go on. Are they going to win the Super Bowl? No.
Okay, hell so no. He didn't save the season.
Should they win the division? Are they going to go to the playoffs? Sure. Well, did he save the season? Sure. Are they on their way to the Super Bowl now? No.
So
hell no. But that's, I mean, listen, 44 seconds, pop, 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 throwing dimes. Scotty Miller dropped a ball that hit him right in the face.
So many drop balls.
Come on, dude. The guy was throwing dimes. He's feeling good. That's just what he needs. Just be careful. Just watch. Well, I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Just watch. Just watch. Yeah. Just relax.
Okay.
Let's relax as Aaron Rodgers.
You keep watching and it's not like he just jumped ahead of everybody.
Listen, my handicap was the worst of the worst. Something's got to give, right? Someone's going to win. Someone's going to lose. The Rams lost. They're in big trouble. They're in deep. You know what? There's hope in Tampa.
There's the way they lost, too, was particularly.
I don't wish anything ill on divorce. I don't talk about that. I don't want that in my life. Maybe the guy just can breathe now that the paperwork is done.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, prayers go out. I have some breaking news.
Okay, let's hear it.
That I have to share. And I'm not getting any younger, it's safe to say. Some people look at cartoons in the morning. Some people read the paper for stocks. I look at obituaries. It's sad. It's dark. It is what it is. But it's kind of like,
it's a fun
I don't know. They're written well and they're sad and they talk about loved ones. And I came across one today that like was shocking. And so I have to read it to you because it pains me. It pains me to even read it to you. So this is what I read this morning. Aaron Rodgers' career died last Sunday. People close to the quarterback say the death was unexpected, yet not sudden. Thank God. He was born Aaron Charles Rodgers on December 2nd, 1983. He is survived by his loving yet estranged father, Edward. His all-loving yet estranged mother, Darla. His brothers, Luke, and his bachelorette brother, Jordan, who hate him. Aaron had an illustrious football career, including 4 MVPs, a Super Bowl championship, and he was titled by Stephen A. Smith as that bad man. Too bad he was an ass. And took $150 million as if he needed it. Lost the best receiver in football and has no one believing he could even run the snowblower in Wisconsin.
Whoa.
He is the epitome of a lost soul. He's survived by no wife, no friends, no family, and no playoffs. Farewell, old number 12. You're no personality, have an egomaniac. You will never be missed. Rest with God if he'll even have you.
Damn.
I didn't write it. I just read it.
That's cold-blooded, dude.
All prayers go out to the family that doesn't even talk to him.
Tell us how you really feel.
Hey, Aaron.
Gone.
You know, You know my prediction?
Bye-bye.
That, remember how last year we always said Aaron Rodgers had a toe injury the whole season? Just cut off your toe and stop crying like a baby. Get ready. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen probably this weekend against Dallas. You're going to see that thumb on his throwing hand start flaring up again. He wants no part of the rest of the season.
No.
They're already talking about
Netflix and chill.
He wants a Netflix and chill. And the way they structured his contract, it's 1 year at a time. So, yes, he took all the money and they had no money left to go get him a good receiver. Yes, clearly, Aaron, good for you. You got all the cash. But they also structured it that at the end of every season, he basically can be traded. He can be whatever. So there's a lot of talk about Aaron in a Jets uniform next year.
Oh, please.
Or Tennessee.
Let me just say this.
The future is not bright.
The Green Bay Packers have drafted two offensive players in 20 years, damn near. One of them is Aaron Rodgers. The other one is Love, the other quarterback that's on the bench.
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love, thank you. They have not drafted, in the first round, I mean. They've drafted receivers. Let me get that clear. Devontae Adams was clearly drafted. They have not drafted a number one offensive player in like damn near 20 years. What do you expect? And by the way, I don't want to hear another word from anyone in the world about if he had Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is on the Raiders and they're 2-6. So don't talk to me about Devontae Adams. He had 180 yards and two touchdowns last week and lost to the Jaguars. So don't talk to me about Devontae Adams. They suck. It's over. And let's understand that there is new blood in the NFL. There's Josh Allen. There's Joe Burrow. There's good stories out there. There's Jalen Hurts. There's Patrick Mahomes. Bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. And you will not be missed. That's all I got to say about that.
T, where are you at?
I hate him.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
I hate the guy. Garbage.
We don't ever like to say that we hate people.
Okay.
But we...
I dislike him very
strongly
much.
Strongly dislike him because of his poor attitude on almost everything about life.
There are teams. There are teams that are terrible, including the Saints. They like each other. They're high-fiving on the sidelines. They're comfortable. They're having a good time. They're trying. And then there are teams that just have their heads down, their shoulders shrugged, and they're like, it's over. Even the Detroit Lions are 1-7. They're trying. Some teams are trying. Some teams clearly are not. The Colts are not. The Packers are not. Like, the Raiders are not. They're done. Like, they're quitting. And then there are other teams that know that they're not in the Browns. Like they're still having fun. They're still trying. The Packers vibe, like you watch that game and you're depressed. It's a mortuary.
Yeah.
Watching that on television and watching him on the sidelines, like, ooh, you're throwing the ball, bro. You're throwing the intercept. He threw three picks. That's not any wide receiver's fault. That's your fault. It's just sad and it's just over. And let's all just agree, please, including this week's line, which I'll talk about, 5, because they're in Green Bay. They are so done and so finished. Let's wake up and realize that there's a new blood in the NFL and it's coming and they're not involved. Tom Brady's hanging on by the skin of his teeth, but he's on his way out.
It's tough to root for a narcissist who has a sourpuss on his face. All the time. And we always said last year about Rodgers, like, he acts like he's doing you a favor, Green Bay. He doesn't want to be there. He had a chance to work your point, Jay, that he lost Devontae Adams. Well, he had a chance in the offseason to work with his rookie receivers and build a rapport, but he didn't. He didn't show up.
But the reality also about the Devontae Adams is that they matched the deal that the Raiders gave him. Let's be clear. Green Bay matched. Devontae walked.
Yeah.
He didn't say, oh, cool, I'll hang. They matched. He still walked. It's not because he doesn't like the cold weather.
He's not.
Let's just put it that way.
He's not a good teammate.
No.
And we've always clowned him on this show, but it's pretty incredible to watch Green Bay circling the drain. I mean, wow.
Because of him.
It's over. I mean, it's so over. Let's get into this week. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
No, that was fun. That was good.
It's too much.
Let's
talk about some teams that actually matter.
Let's go.
Please like and subscribe this video. If you're listening, please like it, share it with all your friends. Please leave a comment on YouTube. We'd love to hear from you. Really appreciate everybody coming back and listening to us. Always grateful for that. So Like and subscribe.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. So I'm going to get into my survivor this week.
Let me write this down.
I'm going to pick Green Bay. I'm just kidding. What do we say? No, not picking Green Bay.
Nice. Good head fake on that one. I bid on that.
No, I played Dallas.
I'm saying, oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. This week I will be playing. Is there any guesses out there? Is there any guesses?
I think you're going to play one. The Giants.
No, I have one.
Okay. Jason says Giants and you say what?
Raiders.
Ooh, good. Good guess.
Good guess. Both no.
Wow. They're playing the Colts. The Colts are terrible.
I'm going to be playing the 49ers this week.
You know what? Why do you even bother messing?
Why does she have them left in week 10?
You used to be Nostradamus, but your title has clearly switched hands. And Jason, we know who the better half is there, my friend.
Jason, do you remember when we lost our 49er ticket?
Yep.
Week one.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Bears.
Yeah.
Funny.
Against the Bears.
Wow. I will be choosing the 49ers this week all across the board.
I have to go to Red Rock. I'll be back.
I'll see you guys later. I'm getting on a plane.
Your favorite person on earth, McCaffcaff.
Oh, Caffy Caff.
Back from his hamstring injury, which means their offense is pretty loaded now.
Coming off of a bye.
Could be going to the Super Bowl.
Could be going. They're very big Super Bowl contenders. They're a 7-point favorite, but I say a 10-point favorite.
She's setting lines now. She's giving her lines.
Jenny the Greek.
Did you hear that at South Point, Chrissy? She's making it 10.
And
wow. Let me look at this.
That's my.
I can't.
And both California teams, but the Chargers are going to be going against a team that, the Chargers don't have a road win against a winning team.
Yeah.
So I think they're slightly intimidated. Again, 49ers off a bye. That's my pick.
So that's my first handicap. And so moving. Well, that's it.
Really?
It's not. But why not? Why not? Make it my first handicap?
By the way, the show's over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's my first handicap. Guys, it's been real. Tune in to Friday Night Locks every
Money every in the Bank.
Oh,
we'll
that
see.
Pick.
My we'll God. See. Pick it, wow. Throw it away. Hope for the best.
Are you locking that up?
I'm going to lock up the 49ers for week 10 of the NFL season.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, so I have two picks, as I always do, and they're going to be very quick. Number one, I'm loving what I'm seeing out of the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
I'm loving for Justin and Sam, our dear friends out there, who were at the game last Sunday.
Yep.
Saw a great game with Miami.
Yep.
Justin Fields ran for 178 yards rushing, threw a couple of touchdowns. Again, I go back to my theory of teams that are not doing too well, that love each other, that are having fun. They traded their best two defensive guys. Raekwon Smith went to Baltimore. Are they crying in their Cheerios? No. They're playing. They're loving each other. They're high-fiving. They're amped up. They have a new coach. They're knowing that they're in a rebuild and they're working. They're playing Detroit. Detroit just beat Green Bay. That's not a lot to say. As we just discussed, Green Bay is garbage. However, that's Detroit's big amped. You know, win. This is a division game. It's three or less. I'm loving the Bears for no other reason than that. I'm not going to get all technical about it. Give me the Bears for my first pick, -3 against the Lions, and I'm locking that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
For my second selection, I am going with the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm doing that because of all the reasons we discussed earlier about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. They are done. Their one receiver that they even had, Dubes, is out. He like damn near died the other day on the field.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he's out. The spread is 5. Like someone out there still thinks that you're going to go to the window and bet Aaron Rodgers. This is the one. There's no way he's going to lose 6. There's no way. Listen, they're going to. Dallas is coming off a bye week. Their defense is the fiercest defense that he's going to see all year. And if he did make the playoffs, he'd see that same defense and they would lose anyway. Now he's got nothing to go with. Aaron Jones, I believe, is hobbled, possibly might be out for this game. They don't stand a chance in God's green earth. At 5, at 7, I put this game at 14. I think it's going to be like a 35-10 victory. Wow. I think they're going to embarrass Green Bay. And there's some blood there. There's some playoff blood there between Green Bay and Dallas. Give me the Cowboys as it stands right now, -5, which I believe is a gift. It's a gift. And I'm locking it up, and that's all I got to say about that.
I like it. I always know that Jared Goff, in terms of your Bears pick, plays really bad outside versus in a dome. And as we talked, I don't need to pile on, Green Bay, they're running on fumes. Dallas is well rested. Their defense is sick. Prediction, Jordan Love's going to come in at a certain point.
Wow.
I think Aaron's checked out.
By injury or just
they'll blame it on the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically so he can go into the tent and pout.
Yeah, so on that note, I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right, I got two quick picks. Jay, you went with two favorites this week. I'm going with two dogs. My first pick is the Cleveland Browns on the road in Miami. I like what I saw out of Cleveland against Cincinnati. They're very well rested. I think their defense is starting to figure it out. Brissett's not the world's greatest quarterback, but he doesn't turn the ball over that much. Miami, if you notice their victories, they're very close victories. And they're also close victories against teams such as the Lions, the Bears. I think Cleveland's better than both their last two opponents, which Miami struggled to beat both of those teams. And I just think 4 is more than a field goal. Give me Cleveland plus the points. I think they'll run it. And I think because of the style of football that Cleveland plays and they lean on the run game, it'll take the ball out of Tua's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like Cleveland's going to get to Tua. I'm not convinced of Miami's defense just yet. I think Miami's a good team. I don't know if they're a great team. So give me the points.
I think Miami is exactly doing what you're saying. They're surviving their schedule right now. They haven't really faced the big boys. I think Ty Hill is probably the offensive player of the year.
Out of his mind. Amazing.
I mean, I said Justin Jefferson, been like void of touchdowns the last few weeks. And then, of course, Ja'Marr Chase was my other pick. He's injured. There goes that money. He was well on his way. Tyreek Hill is phenomenal. But again, I think at some point, like you're saying, their luck is going to run out. They've been playing these grind out games. And God bless Tua, man. Every week, Tanya says, is he okay? Is he healthy? I said, yeah, he's okay until he gets nailed again in his head. But yeah, so far, so good. But
Not to be macabre about it, but if Myles Garrett gets to Tua and drops him hard, they're going to pull Tua right away because he's on concussion.
But he's not going to drop him hard like maliciously. It's just Myles Garrett.
But they're being overly cautious with quarterbacks. So anyway, that's not part of the handicap. Give me the road dog. Give me Cleveland plus the points. I don't think Miami's going to blow them out. So that's number one. I'll lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. For my second pick, I'm also going with a dog, this time a divisional dog. I'm going to take, and I said I wasn't going to take them for the rest of the season, but they benched Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
I like Taylor Heineke. I'm going with the Commodores, Commanders. look, is Philly one of the best teams in the NFL? Are they scary? Hell yeah. And especially at home in a primetime spot. This could easily be a blowout. Mm-hmm. But Washington's one of those teams that kind of hangs around. And 11 points is just, to me, too many in the NFL. We've seen these giant double-digit spreads this year. We saw it with the Jets against Buffalo. We've seen these teams that have no business even on the same field covering these double-digit spreads. This is more of a systems bet. Mm-hmm. I think Washington has a decent defense. They got a couple weapons. They're not as bad as the Houston Texans, which played Philly and covered a double-digit spread last week. So give me the Commanders, divisional dogs, plus 11. What do you think?
I like that because I'll tell you why. Division, number one. Number two, the hanging in there factor. All three of the double-digit spreads last week all did not come in.
Exactly.
Chiefs, the Bills, and what was the third? It was Philly.
Yeah,
on Thursday night. Philly minus 14 did not cover. Chiefs minus 13 did not cover. Bills lost outright on the field. That's a lot to ask in a division. And like you said, if Houston can do it, they were in Houston, though. Now they're in Philly. But I'm just saying, if Houston can do it, why can't the Commanders? So I like it.
All right.
Too much love.
So I will take the Commanders plus 11 and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it
just
up.
Just a quick note, please don't forget to like and subscribe to the video. It always helps us when you give us a little thumbs up and leave a comment. And we love to hear from you. So thank you so much.
All right, let's recap on today's FNL. T, you haven't lost since 1973. If you want to tail winner, winner, chicken dinner, T says, take those San Francisco 49ers.
San Francheesies.
Let's go.
Justin likes those Chicago Bears, minus 3 at home. He also likes Dallas on the road against who I predict will have a very bad finger injury this week, Aaron Rodgers. Take Dallas, minus 5. I like two dogs this week. I like the Browns on the road at Miami, plus 4. I like Washington on the road, plus 11 at Philly. And that is our show.
I think we have a pretty good variety this week.
I love it.
No
I
pressure.
Think we're all over the place. A nice mixture.
Yeah.
Let's hit a 10-teamer, guys.
Yeah, hey, let's do it.
We've been winning.
Yeah. We've been winning. And listen, I'm just going to say this before my cheers. Thank you for those who comment.
Yeah.
Please, to those who don't. Just literally, you text people all day long. Just text us.
Let us know.
Via YouTube. And comment.
Do you hate us? And more specifically, do you hate me? I can take it. Leave a comment.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you say. You don't like my hair, my glasses. I don't care. My family, my father, anyone.
No.
Please leave a message.
Oh, yes. Please them. Yes.
Like Rodney Dangerfield had a bit where he would say, all I ever wanted in life was one of these. Just give me one of these.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't cost you money. Just reach in your pocket and give me one of these.
That's an okay sign for the people that are listening.
That's all he would ever say. I just, you know, no respect. Just give me one of these. Doesn't hurt you.
Little attaboy.
Just attaboy. Just something. That's all we say.
It's right there.
Cheers. Beat the book. Gamble responsibly or don't. That's your business. That's your money. That's your bankroll. But be careful. And God bless the career of Aaron Rodgers.
No.
God bless him.
Mm-mm. Good riddance.
And good riddance. Because it's been fun. It's been real. And now it's over. And so is our show.
Woo!
Cheers. See you next week, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.